आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी होल्ड्स टॉक्स विद हिज इथियोपियन काउंटर पार्ट आबी अहमद अली इन अदीस अबाबा। टू कंट्रीज एलिवेट टाइज टू स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप लेवल। Prime Minister Modi conferred Ethiopia's highest award, the Great Honor Nishan of Ethiopia. Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji Bill introduced in Lok Sabha to guarantee 125 days of wage employment annually for rural families. Vehicles without valid pollution under control certificate not to be given fuel at petrol pumps in Delhi from tomorrow. Second WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine to begin today in New Delhi. And men's cricket, fourth T20 international between India and South Africa to be played in Lucknow this evening. And now the news in detail. India and Ethiopia have elevated their historical ties to a strategic partnership as Prime Minister Narendra Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Ethiopian counterpart, Abiy Ahmed Ali, in Addis Ababa. The two leaders discussed issues of bilateral and mutual interest. During the delegation-level talks, Prime Minister Modi said elevating India and Ethiopia relations to a strategic partnership will provide new energy, new momentum, and new depth to our ties. The two countries also signed 8 MOUs or agreements, including upgrading ties to strategic partnership, customs cooperation, establishing data center at the Ethiopian Foreign Ministry, UN peacekeeping training cooperation, debt restructuring under G20, more ICCR scholarships, and AI short courses for Ethiopians. Prime Minister Modi was conferred with Ethiopia's highest award, the Great Honor Nishan of Ethiopia, by his Ethiopian counterpart. The award was conferred upon Prime Minister Modi in a special ceremony hosted at the Addis International Convention Center for his exceptional contribution towards strengthening India-Ethiopia partnership and for his visionary leadership as a global statesman. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi dedicated the award to all those Indians and Ethiopians who have nurtured the bilateral ties for ages and conveyed heartfelt gratitude on behalf of the 1.4 billion Indians on being bestowed with this honor.
यह सम्मान उन अनगिनत भारतीयों का है जिन्होंने हमारी साझेदारी को आकार दिया। 1896 के संघर्ष में सहयोग देने वाले गुजराती व्यापारी हो, इथियोपियन मुक्ति के लिए लड़ने वाले भारतीय सैनिक हो, या शिक्षा और निवेश के माध्यम से भविष्य संवारने वाले भारतीय शिक्षक और उद्योगपति।
Prime Minister Modi thanked Ethiopia for its solidarity in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack and for strengthening the global fight against terrorism. Now let's go live to our correspondent for details. Sushila, please tell us about the key sectors which the two leaders discussed and agreed to increase cooperation in.
Well, Saira, the two leaders discussed collaboration in areas including trade and investment, innovation, technology, defense, health, capacity building and multilateral engagement. PM said that he gave three key suggestions to enhance bilateral ties. First was deepen relations in food security and health security. This includes cooperation in sustainable agriculture, natural farming and agri-tech. And Saira, second was to boost capacity building. That is why both countries have decided to introduce new programs in artificial intelligence and to double student scholarships. And the last suggestion of Prime Minister Narendra Modi was to work extensively on digital public infrastructure. Saira?
Right, Sushil. And please tell us, how was the meeting of the two leaders? How it was important with respect to the Global South?
Well, Saira, the two prime ministers reaffirmed their commitment to working together to voice the concerns of the Global South. They discussed cooperation in the multilateral arena, including the United Nations. In his message after the meeting, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that today, when the entire world is focused on the Global South, Ethiopia's long-standing tradition of self-respect, independence and self-esteem is a powerful inspiration for all.
Right, Sushil, thanks for that update. The Prime Minister will today address the Ethiopian Parliament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Oman this evening on the last leg of his three-nation tour after concluding his visit to Jordan and Ethiopia. Mr. Modi is visiting Oman at the invitation of the head of state of the Sultanate of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. Prime Minister Modi will be accompanied by a high-level delegation. India and Oman are likely to sign Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, during Mr. Modi's two-day visit. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News, Indian Ambassador to Oman, G.V. Srinivas, said that both the friendly nations are doing their best to make the most of this agreement and some other MOUs which have been in the waiting. He said he is extremely hopeful that CEPA would be concluded.
I am also extremely hopeful that this agreement would be concluded and it will bring a very successful and happy full stop to an exercise which began roughly 2 years ago with both sides trying to make the most of this agreement which has been long in the waiting. Hopefully it will be concluded and that's what we are all hoping for.
Mr. Srinivas said the agreement is synergizing the vision of Prime Minister Modi of making India a developed nation by 2047. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit to Oman has filed this report.
As India and Oman are celebrating 70 years of diplomatic relations and centuries-old personal relations, both the nations have achieved many new heights in various strategic fields. Prime Minister Mr. Modi's 2018 visit to Oman has given highest-ever political direction to their relationship. Indian Ambassador G.V. Srinivas said that strategically, both the nations are very crucial to each other. The contribution of Indian expatriates is also tremendous here. They are in almost every field, including in Oman government, contributing to Oman's success and making the bonds between both the friendly nations stronger. This is Rajesh Bali for Akashvani News from Oman.
President Draupadi Murmu will visit Vellore in Tamil Nadu today. She will perform Darshan and Aarti at Sri Puram Golden Temple. The president will inaugurate a meditation pavilion and plant a tree at the temple complex. Tamil Nadu Governor R. N. Ravi and Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan will welcome the President in Vellore. The visit is part of a week-long tour of southern states, including Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Telangana, from the 16th to the 22nd of December. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to Morning News. The Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, or VBG Ramji Bill 2025, introduced in Lok Sabha, has proposed a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment annually for rural families. Presenting the bill, Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, said, "The government remains committed to the welfare of the poor and the holistic development of villages, in line with Mahatma Gandhi's vision of self-reliant and developed rural communities." We have a report.
This landmark legislation aims to establish a future-ready, convergence-driven, saturation-oriented rural development architecture. It will support the accelerated pace of rural development in accordance with the vision of Viksit Bharat and empower the rural households through increased employment opportunities. The bill provides for institutionalizing convergence of all relevant schemes through a unified planning process anchored in Viksit Gram Panchayat plans. The bill also has provisions to facilitate availability of farm labor during peak agricultural seasons. Under the bill, wage rates will be notified by the central government, and until such notification, the existing MG Narega wage rates will continue to apply. The legislation also provides for unemployment allowance if employment is not provided within 15 days. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Delhi government has taken strong measures to tackle the issue of air pollution in the national capital. Addressing a press conference, Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa said that vehicles without proper pollution under control or PUC certificate will not be provided fuel at petrol pumps from tomorrow. The minister further announced that there will be complete ban on trucks bringing construction material in Delhi from tomorrow.
I want to tell the people of Delhi two or three things which you will have to strictly follow as directions. First, inside Delhi, whoever does not have a PUCC certificate from tomorrow, they will not get fuel at the petrol pump. Second, inside Delhi, if any kind of truck is seen bringing construction material, a heavy penalty will be imposed. If any is brought in any way, strict action will be taken. No vehicle coming from outside should be below BS6. Our government is committed to provide clean air to the people of Delhi. Therefore, we have to take strict steps.
The second WHO WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine will begin in New Delhi today. Co-hosted by the World Health Organization and Ministry of Ayush, Government of India, the three-day event will bring together policymakers, scientists, practitioners, indigenous knowledge holders, and civil society leaders from across the world to advance a shared vision of balanced, inclusive, and sustainable health systems. The theme for the summit is Restoring Balance, the Science and Practice of Health and Well-being. Jammu and Kashmir is all set to host its first ever International Indian Style Wrestling or Dangal and Rustam-e-Jammu Kashmir title 2025 at the iconic Maulana Azad Stadium in Jammu today. The mega sporting event will witness participation of more than 100 international and national Dangal stars who will compete for the Rustam-e-Jammu Kashmir title 2025. More from our correspondent.
The championship will bring together professional wrestlers from India, Iran and several other countries, making it one of the biggest wrestling events ever organized in the Union Territory. The event intends to revive and showcase the region's rich Dangal heritage while providing a global platform for the athletes. The newly introduced Rustam-e-Jammu Kashmir title is open to the wrestlers above 85 kg, with the champion set to receive ₹50,000 along with the traditional gurj and patta. The mega sporting event organized by the Jammu and Kashmir Sports Council aims to promote unity, strength, fitness and cultural pride through the traditional sport of wrestling. The event begins at 12 noon with free entry for spectators. This is N. Gulshan Raina for Akashwani News from Jammu.
In men's cricket, fourth T20 international between India and South Africa will be played at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. India is leading the five-match series 2-1 and will look to seal the series and take a 3-1 lead against the Proteas. The fifth and final match is scheduled at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad on Friday. Meanwhile, Indian all-rounder Akshar Patel was ruled out of the remaining two matches of the series due to illness. The Indian movie Homebound, directed by Neeraj Ghaiwan, has been shortlisted for the 98th Academy Awards in the Best International Feature Film category. Homebound is among 15 films that have become eligible for final nominations in the International Feature Film category at the Oscars 2026. The 98th Academy Awards will be held on the 15th of March next year. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Saira. Papers have widely noticed the curbs imposed in the national capital in view of the worsening pollution, apart from widely noticing Lok Sabha introducing the G. Ramji bill replacing MNREGA. Just BS6 vehicles can enter Delhi if Grab 3-4 in effect, writes Hindustan Times, while the Indian Express headlines, from tomorrow, non-BS6 cars from outside cannot enter Delhi. A pro in Lok Sabha Centre introduces G. Ramji bill, informs Hindustan Times. The Hindu informs, nightclub fire, Luthra brothers deported from Thailand, Goa police get two-day transit remand. And finally, for all literature fans, there is an exclusive story in the Indian Express on Jane Austen. The paper writes that though dead for 200 years, she's having a career many living authors would die for. Behind Jane Austen's enduring popularity, craft, commerce, common sense. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we enter the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with his Ethiopian counterpart Abiy Ahmed Ali in Addis Ababa. The two countries elevate ties to strategic partnership level. Prime Minister Narendra Modi conferred upon Ethiopia's highest award, the Great Honor Nishan of Ethiopia. Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill introduced in Lok Sabha to guarantee 125 days of wage employment annually for rural families. Vehicles without valid pollution under control or PUC certificate not to be given fuel at petrol pumps in Delhi from tomorrow. Second WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine to begin today in New Delhi. And in men's cricket, fourth T20 international between India and South Africa to be played in Lucknow this evening. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and NewsOnAIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.